The Erech Tzedakah, I want to say over, is Chaim Stein used to say that if people come to hear Musar, Dos Alin is a mitzvah essay he brought from the Charedim, Umaltem et Orlas Velvavchem, Yermekayim, by coming to hear Divrei Musar. So he used to say that when he's given Shmuz by Elul, that alone is already a mitzvah essay. So for sure you're already Mekayim mitzvah essay just coming. I'm going to say over something that I heard from my brother, Shimon Aaron Shlita, that someone was talking to him. He heard such a shmua that there's such a thing as a parent should ask mechila from their children before Yom Kippur. He didn't sound right to him. So he decided he'll be mevar what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, what his anhaga was. So he was mevar by one of the daughters now this year. And she said she never heard such a thing. She doesn't. Her father never did anything like that. But she does want to say over what her father did say. And she said that one year she had a hard year. She had issues that were going on. And she didn't want her father to know about it. She didn't want her parents to know because she didn't want to tire them. But her father knew anyway somehow. And when she came over before the new year, Sir Shlomo Zalman said to her that, you know, people come before the Nayor, or during the Seis Mitzvah, they bet Ois Vayedebishter, all the things that they need, all the hardships that they have. But where is the Hakaras HaTov for all the good things? He says to her, you made a bar mitzvah this year. Did you tell the Ribbono Shel Olam how much you thank him that you have bar mitzvah, that you made a bar mitzvah? And every good thing that the person had during the year, he said, what kind of a punim is that? A person comes to Rabbi Shita with a list of complaints. Where's the Hakaras HaTov for all the good things that the person had during the year? So that was something she wanted to say over, that her father was very serious about. Now, of course, the Etzem Zach Alein is kamuvan from itself, that a person has to be a makir teiv to the Eibishter. But also, Lichtendam Agreis Zach, that when a person comes to do tshuva, the background of his kesher with the Eibishter. Some person could come in with a background. His background is like Ichmuz Ich bin Mitzuva, which is all true. He's Mitzuva and he's Mechuyev and he has to do all the mitzvahs and Aveiros and Tainus on him. But if a person is missing a kesher with the Eibishter, the whole tshuva is not like it should be. And the more a person, there's a mitzvah essay the Rambam has, you know, in the Yesoidei HaTorah, the Yesoidus of the Torah. In the Yesoidei HaTorah, the Rambam has the mitzvah essay of Ohavtos Hashem Elokecha. A person has to have Avas Hashem is one of the Yesoidus of Yadus. Of Yesoidei HaTorah, the Rambam says, one of the Yesoidei HaTorah. According to how much a person has Ava to the Eibishter, that's how much he feels that he should do tshuva. It's a ganza anderizach. A person who's just doing tshuva because the Rashi says it in the parsha in Vaschanan. Einu doime misha oise me'ava on the posik. Lemisha oise me'ira. If a person is doing everything because he has to, it's not the same thing. What the Rebbeinu Shlom is expecting that a person should have ava. Now the emissa ava for the Eibishter is a very hoichazach. If a person learns through the Rambams, it's a very hoichazach. But we could be like the lower Madrega says in Be'ohavta b'shnei yitzorecha. With the Yetzer Tov you have to love, and with the Yetzer Hara. So the Koich Ve'yor says, what's the pshat b'shnei yitzorecha? With the Gashmias. With the Gashmias that a person gets from the Eibishter, and he loves him for that, pashat that he gives him everything. That's also a Madrega. So when a person is misbeinin into his year and he realizes how much the Rebbein Shalom gave him and he feels the Hakaras HaTov, he has a emissa kesher to the Eibishter, like the mitzvah is, that he can do tshuva the right way. But there's also a nochazach. A person, when he comes to do tshuva before the Eibishter, he must realize what the Eibishter holds of him. In order to feel the right regish of doing tshuva, a person has to feel his chashivas in the Eibishter's eyes. If a person feels like he's a garnished, and all he can think about himself is he's a chayte and he's a garnished, then what makes him feel like he should do anything? Nor achiv, nor chamol, achiv, emuz, he's chayiv. This is emes, it's all emes. But that's not enough. A person has to feel by the Eibishter that he's his son, and that the Rebbeinu Shalom is looking forward to him, and machshav him, and holds of him. And of course I'm going to do tshuva. It's pashat, how could I be, a person should feel the busha, and how it's not right that somebody is giving me so much, of course I should be doing better. Every person knows for himself. But here I want to say, Argosha, that I feel very strongly that in our tekufa, as a rabbin, we know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. And Avada, Tfilis, but the Rebbeinu Shalom is dealing with us nisim v'niflois, as we all know, mamish dvorim, which are korov t'neis gali. Right recently, and starting already from last Simchas Torah, the things that happened, a person who thinks for a minute realizes, why is this happening? It's because of Klal Yisrael. And who's the Iker in Klal Yisrael? The Bnei Torah. As we saw by Simchas Torah, how was Mamish Nisim, look how the Rebbeinu Shalom deals with me. We need to feel a grace of HaKresa Toiv to the Eibishter for that. When a person says in Ma'ariv, HaGoyaleinu Mikaf Kol He'aritzim, right? So you say, by Mitzrayim. Mamish by us, Goyaleinu Mikaf Kol He'aritzim. A person says, hey, you should be Mole Hoidot to the Eibishter. Mamish saved our lives. Every Yid, either he has a brother or a son or a cousin or somebody in Eretz Yisrael, Mamish, who are saved by Nisim. And the Rebbeinu Shalom treats us that way, bizchus, that we are his ben yochid. When a person feels that hoidah to the Eibishter as a rabbin, he feels by himself, what should I be doing for the Eibishter? How could I look the Eibishter in the face? He's doing miracles for me. I have to do something for him. That's how a person has to feel. That's a way to go in to Yom Kippur feeling a kesher with the Eibishter. And that the Bereshim is doing so much for me, and Memela, I feel like I owe him so much back. I want to point out an akuda miuchedis over here also, which I feel. The Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, everybody knows it. Am Rabbi Yochanan, El Mole Mikra Kosov, Yefshar Lo Oimler, Malamich, Nisatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishliach Tzibur, Behera Lo Lemoisha Seir Tfila. Amar Loi, Kol Zman She Yisrael Choytin, Yasu Lefonai Kaseder Azev Ani Moichalei. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam told them that you'd give them Midas. If you do like this, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Moichal. And then, Vaiter, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Bris Krusel, you'd give them Midas. She'enon chayzris reikam. She'nemar hinei anoichi kairis bris. So the Reishis Chochma, frek the Shaila, the Yadua Dika Shaila. Hachazinan, the loy tamid nene. We see that not always is a person answered every time he does the Yad Gimel Midas. Zokter b'shem the go'inim. Shamati b'shem ha'go'inim. That since it says that they have to be yasu lefonai kaseder azeh, and it doesn't say Yoimru Lefonai. So it doesn't mean just the Asiya of Atifas Betalis, but it means Oimrim Hagoinim, Ki Kavonas Yasu Lefonai, Keseder Ezeh, Ena Kavon Alvar Al Atifas Talis, Ela She Yasu Seder Hamidois Shalim Ena Kodesh Baruch Lemoish. They have to do the Seder of the Midois, they have to do them, Ma Hu Kel Rachum B'chanun, Afatote Kel Rachum B'chanun, If you're Yasu Lafanai Kaseder Azef, you do the Yud Gimel Midos, then you'll taka binem. That's the Pshat he gives. There's a Kasha that the Tzedel Darich asks, that's the Be'er Sheva, and Chumish, and Kisisa he asks, so how do you do the Midah of Kale? Hashem, Hashem, Kale, Rachum, how do you do those Midos? That he holds that for a big Kasha on this Pshat. But the emes is that we have a Sefer, Tamer Devoira, and he goes that there's the 13 Midas are all in the Psukim that we said in Haftarah last week. And he's masber each and every Midah, how we can do the Midah. We could do. He goes Pashas with the Derech of the Arizal and the Goyin. The people saw in the all the Shitas are, Ner Yisrael had Ner Levayadim, there's 18 Shitas in the Yud Gimel Midas. But in the Shita of the Arizal and the Goyin, is that the Midas start with Kale. And it seems like that's how he also goes. And every single Midah a person can do. So that's the Indian that a person gets answered. Now, the Iker Kash is, but it says in the Tzedel HaDerech, another Kash. If you read Rashi on the Gemara, it says Beferish in Rashi. You just have to say it. Rashi says if you say it, you already get Nen. You don't have to do the Yud Gimel Midas. But it's a good kasha. Lamaisa loy tami nen. Okay, Rabbeinu Bechaye says a little more. I'll say over his lashon. Hinei bizman hazeh she'anachnu shruyim begolus ve'ein lanu kain gadol lechaper al chatoseinu. We don't have a kain gadol loy mizbeach la'akriv alav karbonos lebeis hamikdash lispal besoichoi. All we have is the tefillas. V'yud gimel midosa. And yud gimel midos. That's all we have left. Zokter, if he's miskaven and he understands good the perish of the yud gimel midos, then takeh will be net. So the kash is really, that's all. If a person, you'll say, so that's a teretz. But people don't know so good the pshat and the gimel midas, so that's not why they're not nen. But if they would learn up better the perushin, then there would be nen. It sounds like a milsa de tmiya. The first pshat of Rabbi Yishus Chachma sounds much more understandable. That if a person mamish comes to the midas of the Eibishter, that'll be answered. But just for learning the perushin, that alone. So I want to be moisif something. To what Rabbeinu Bechai is saying, maybe this could be Masber, that it's really not so different than the Reish Chachma. Pshat is like this: the Reish Chachma is saying that a person has to mamish come to the Madrega that he's doing the Yud Gimel Midas. He's mamish noig. Zokt Rabbeinu Bechai abisol akula. The pshat's like this: if a person learns good the Yud Gimel Midas, he learns the Talmud Dvar, he sees how the Eibishter is noig with us, then of course it will make a roshan am. He's going to be able to start being a bissel besser alein. Let's say, take the first midah of which the Talmud Dvar says, Kale. Kale is the same midah as Mikel Kamoicha. Savlon. The Eibishter is a Savlon. He's soivel ad ein soif. And he brings one of the examples is Rabbi Shlomo Kavitz said it in Nehemiah. Rabbi Shlomo said, look what happened when you were doing the Eagle in the Midbar. You were in the Midbar, you were in a real Shver Matzav in the Midbar without Shmir from the Eibishter, a person can't live. Rabbi Shlomo, I gave you the Mon every day anyways. I gave you the Anania Kavit anyways. While they're doing the Eagle, Rabbi Shlomo should say, okay, this is how you're behaving. I'll act you regular. I won't do anything specially bad, nothing specially good. They would all die. The Rebbeinu Shalom was soivel all our aveiros, and he did everything anyways, all the taivis. And weiter, every time a person does an aveira, he talks about the Tamer Devoira. Who's giving the person the koyach to do the aveira? He's giving koyach in his hand, the Rebbeinu Shalom. And he's giving him koyach. And he lets him do the Aveira. So when a person is misbinding into that good, and he understands that good, and then somebody is doing something to him, and he's upset,
It won't make a Rosh Hashanah. It won't at least come in his head, how do I have the azus to be upset at him? When the Ribbono Shel Olam treats me like this, how can I be upset at him? It's pashmish. So memela, if a person's mizmainin good into Yud Gimel Midas, Rabbeinu Bechai is saying, already it will be Einam Chayzus Reikam. Because already it's mashpian, and already he's going to be abyssal. Shayin, you don't have to be on the Madrig Rosh Chachma to be mamish all the way, but abyssal, he's already, and each midah is a viter. So, my argosh is that when a person sees the nisim that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is doing for us, mamish, I don't have to tell you, I'm sure you know all the things that are going on. And no one's perfect. There's plenty of tainus that could be raised. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't look at any of that. And he says, I'm going to save you, I'm going to give you chaim anyways. A person, if he feels he has a leiv basar, how am I going to be naive now? If somebody's bothering me, I'm going to look at that. Look at what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is doing for me. We know it says on the third midah, Oiver al Pesha. Oiver al Pesha is the third midah of the Yud Gimel Midas. That's Pashas goes Keneged Chanun. And the Gemara says on that, if a person is Mavir al Midosov, Mavir mimenu kol pshov. They're moichelim on all pshayim if he's mavri al midoisav. I believe that this could be pshat in the famous maisa of Chaim Shmulevitz. Famous maisa, I think it was during the Melchama Sheshas Ayamim, that he was in a place with, there were mamish was really a pachad mavis, and there was a lady there who, her husband left her a aguna. And she was stranded, it was a terrible life for her. And she said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I moichel my husband. Rav Chaim Shmulev said, that's what was, I don't know exact words, won the war, something like that. So what's the pshat? The pshat is mamish this thing. She was mavir al midoisav. And it says, if you're mavir al midoisav, then you're doing the midas of the Eibishter. If they're doing the midas of the Eibishter, then it's Ein Mechazes Reikam. It won't come back Reikam. She was zoichet to that. So, that's also another nekuda. When a person is misboinen to think about how lucky he is, of all the good things that Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave him, Memela, he's being misbeinin in the dark of the Yud Gimel Midas. He's being misbeinin. Hashem is Kel Rachum Chanun. We know we didn't get it because of our grace of Maisim Tovim. We got it all from Hashem's Rachmonis and his Chanun. And we're misbeinin into these things. Then Memela, a person feels that he has to be the same way back. A person has things going on in his life. This one has this bothering him. This one has that thing bothering him. And he's mavi al midoisav. He's doing like the Eibishter, and he sees, he has a siyua from the Eibishter. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is doing this hanhaga with me, lemaise. And we shouldn't think America is so much better. We know it's not. The fact that we're able to sit and learn in America is nochanes. And we have to feel that. And if we feel what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is doing for me, then how could I act otherwise? Then I should feel the same way that I should act, even though I know it's kutmir and it's all these things why I'm right, and I have the right to be upset, and I have the right to be, and all the things. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam also has a right. He has a right to all those same things. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't do anything of it. And he just let everybody be b'chayim. So I owe it back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's mamish this gemara of doing the Yud Gimel Midas, of being oisa the Yud Gimel Midas. If a person does that, then it's Takeh Einam Chayzus Reikam, then it won't come back Reikam. I want to finish off with something that somebody told me. This is a person, he's working, he lives in Lakewood, he's a balabas. And he told me the following thing, that a good few years ago, he
while standing by Ne'ila. He's a working person, mamish, full day work. He learns whatever he could here and there. It's a good yid, but... And he said he was makabel something by Ne'ila. He wouldn't tell me what it is. He said, but I'll give you a mashal. Let's say I was holding by the level of doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, that I should have been makabel to do that every week. I was makabel instead to learn 10 blot a day. Okay, he said, that's the mashal I'm going to give you. He says, I don't know how this happened to me. By Ne'ila, I felt it and I did it. So he did it. And then Mamish was really hard for him. But he pushed himself. He says he can't say he was perfect. But he Mamish knasted himself and he pushed himself and he pushed himself. For Kimat a whole year, he did it. By the end of the year, he said, this is what he told me. I said, Ribbono shel Olam, I did mine for you. Enough. I did it. Fine. I can't keep on doing this. I'm udah. Okay, that was what the person told him. So that week, he was looking on some shul. They had things going up, pamphlets from Divrei Torah from Rav Yochum Olsh. And it was Kisava. And it said in the thing, some people think that they're doing their Baruch Shalom big favors, that they're doing so many mitzvahs for him and they're being so good and thus. You owe the Ribbono shel Olam HaKoras HaToiv Ad B'li Dai that you were Zoiche to be from the Tzivos Hashem. And you're going around, you did for the Eibishter. You're lucky that he lets you in. When he read that, he said, Oi, I'm all wrong. And he went weiter with his Kabbalah. And he was so into it that he told me, he called up Reb Yochum and he told him, you changed me. And this is already 5 years ago. He says, I still have a kesher with Reb Yochum because of that mice. So we, who are sitting in this Beis Medrash, we avada, the Rebbeinu Shem gave us life. And he gave us, Baruch Hashem, a lot more things. And we have a great Hakaras HaTov for that. But that's nothing compared to the real Hakaras HaTov that we real the Rebbeinu Shem. That we are the ones that are zoichet to sit and learn yoimam v'layla is a matana that there is nothing in the world doim eloi klal. And for that, we owe all that curse of taif today, which they're possible. When a person realizes how much Ribbono shel Olam is machshev him, and how much Ribbono shel Olam is giving him, and mamish doing nisim for him, mamish, we're close, like, not so far from Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bahamas. Not so far. If we would really think, and if you would make somebody make a book of all the things that happened to Klal Yisrael in the last year, mamish, you could have books of Nisim. Mamish, Nisim, one after the next, after the next, after the next. The Baruch Hashem is doing these things for us. We have to realize he's doing it so we could sit and learn. That's mamish. Mamish, like, putting us in the Beis Medrash and giving us to learn. And we're the ones that are zoichet to get the biggest toiv of the whole thing. We should be zoichet to be misboinen in this. And feel from Ahava, from the mitzvahs asay of the Torah, of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, that how much I owe the Ribbono Shel Olam back. And we should be zoichet to be shav b'simcha gedoyla, to do ours b'simcha, and we should be zoichet take. That should be a gmar chsima toiva, should be a good gebench to yar, should be only the good, and we should be zeicha that we are already yotzezayin all the other things we're already zeicha yotzezayin with last year, and the Ribbono Shel Olam should give us that we should only have bani chayim zayne so we could sit and learn lagus b'sayrosay mitoich ava v'simcha gedolah.